This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Three-point shooting. And what did we see last night on full display? Dean Anthony Melton's three-point shooting. We'll talk to him about that and more when we return. It's Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
My stomach.
Don't worry. I've got you covered.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
What's that?
It's Pepto-Bismol Chews.
Pepto-Bismol's in a chew?
Yeah, they taste great and provide fast relief. And you can always have Pepto-Bismol handy.
Ooh, let me try it.
Try Pepto-Bismol Chews for fast relief.
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Why would I quit my 9-to-5 to start a 9-to-who-knows-when gaming company? Or eat pizza for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Oh, I gotta get that. How could my favorite tech be an app that helps run my business? No offense, smartphone.
None taken.
Or fill my garage with enough servers to power a small country? It's because I wanted to make it big in gaming. And QuickBooks suite of tools helped me get there.
Intuit QuickBooks helps small businesses be more successful. Learn more at QuickBooks.com.
If you need a new roof or you think you might need a new roof, call our man Chris McCauley at McCauley Roofing and Renovations. They've got plenty of team members that are ready to get out and help you with all your roofing needs. And if you mentioned that you heard about Chris McCauley and McCauley Roofing on the Jason and John Show, you get a free roofing upgrade.
They've got free inspections, file insurance claims, obviously new roofs, roofing repairs, missing shingles. Check out their five-star reviews on Facebook or you can call them up at 901-487-7096.
901-487-7096. McCauley Roofing and Renovations.
Why so serious? So raise your glass if you are wrong. And all the right ways are
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Jason Smith here, and listen, AutoZone's always been my go-to when it comes to keeping my 2006 Mazda on the road here in Memphis, especially when it comes to my battery, which I've always had tested and occasionally have had to replace at AutoZone. Their free battery services will let you know if you need a new battery or simply a fresh charge. They've got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99. Battery trouble? Not anymore. Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
If you need a new roof or you think you might need a new roof, call our man Chris McCauley at McCauley Roofing and Renovations. They've got plenty of team members that are ready to get out and help you with all your roofing needs. And if you mentioned that you heard about Chris McCauley and McCauley Roofing on the Jason and John Show, you get a free roofing upgrade.
They've got free inspections, file insurance claims, obviously new roofs, roofing repairs, missing shingles. Check out their five-star reviews on Facebook or you can call them up at 901-487-7096.
901-487-7096. McCauley Roofing and Renovations.
Get ready to knock down some fun with new multiplier instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. 4 great games that can multiply your next win into big money. Play for $1, $2, $5, or $10 for your chance to win up to $1 million in cash. Pick up a multiplier game today, and with a little luck, your cash could do some serious math. Multiplier games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
This responsible gaming message is brought to you by the Tennessee Lottery. When you play the lottery, it's important to play responsibly. Know your limit and spend only what you can afford. Set a budget and stick to it. And remember, As long as you're having fun, you're always a winner in our book. The Tennessee Lottery is a proud supporter of National Problem Gambling Awareness Month. To learn more about problem gambling resources, visit tnlottery.com.
With nationwide ammo shortages and gun shortages, many of you may be looking for guns and ammo. And if you are, you need to check out Top Gun Memphis. We still have guns and ammo in stock. If you're ready to take your permit to carry class and protect yourself and your family, you can sign up at TopGunMemphis.com. That's TopGunMemphis.com. Come on out to the largest indoor gun store and gun range and gun academy in the Mid-South. Get your permit to carry. TopGunMemphis.com. That's TopGunMemphis.com.
Memphis on the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings, 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Live on the Radio.com app. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
We're going to have a real good time together. We're going to have a real good time together.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond. Every weekday around 10 a.m.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what is this we're listening to?
That is We're Gonna Have a Real Good Time Together by the Velvet Underground. I missed Lou Reed's birthday yesterday, so I'm making up for that today. Also paying tribute to a good night of Memphis basketball.
You yesterday, it's like a prophet. You yesterday were on here, and we didn't even really talk about this aspect of things, but in your column, you wrote about D'Anthony Melton, not the stuff that you'd normally talk about D'Anthony Melton, which he's been good all, doing all kinds of things, has great impact on the game, blah, blah, blah. You wrote about his three-point shooting. And how, if you actually look at the numbers, now you conceded the spacing could be different when he's on the floor than when Grayson Allen's on the floor, for example, or Desmond Bane. But the numbers were surprisingly close. And as if to demonstrate this, D'Anthony Melton goes out and hits 6 three-pointers. So take a bow, Chris. Nicely done.
Yeah, I think probably more synchronicity than prophecy, but, yeah. But I'll take it.
What do you make of his three-point shooting? It is, and by the way, do we give the Grizzlies writ large, the organization, how do we not credit for, obviously a lot goes to the players, but like Kyle Anderson is clearly a different player than he was when he got here. Not a lot of injury-related, et cetera. D'Anthony Melton is clearly developing as a player. You have to give the organization some credit, don't you, and others?
Oh, of course. I mean, it's impossible to fully parse out and know
right.
when you're not on the inside. And even if you are on the inside, it's probably impossible to totally know.
Right.
But, yeah, no, I mean, I think they seem to have had good returns to player development, you know, in the brief, you know, year and a half that this front office and coaching staff have been in place. There are lots of good signs in that direction. I expected Melton's three-point shooting to improve, but just because I thought the fundamentals of his shot seemed pretty good. And so he's young. He's younger, I think, maybe than people think. I mean, as I pointed out in the column, he's only 1 month older than Desmond Bane, even though this is his third year in the league and Bane's a rookie.
That's amazing.
So I expected his shooting to improve, but I didn't expect it to improve this much, this fast. I'm also not convinced that this is, at the end of the season,
right.
that he'll be a 41% three-point shooter.
He's now a 41% three-point shooter? That's what he is. It's unbelievable.
After last night, yeah.
Yeah. What do you, like, and what, if he is a 36% free, like, what does that do for his game? Like, what does it do for his ceiling?
I think if Melton is an average to above average three-point shooter for his position, which has a different, you know, demand than, say, for a center position, right? But, and right now, so far this season, he's been better than that. But if he's an average to above-average three-point shooter for his position, I think he's clearly a starting-level player in the NBA. Then that doesn't necessarily mean he should start. That depends on the team context. I actually like him coming off the bench. But I think if he's a good shooter, he's a starting-level player in the NBA. And to me, there's no question about that because I think he's a he's a borderline all NBA level defensive player.
How many of the wings can you imagine, not a, or even can predict, will be starting level wings in the NBA? How many of the Grizzlies' wings? Which ones?
Actually, there are a lot, but the problem is you like to have someone be better than that, right?
Of course, so, yes. But it is amazing how many, because Dylan's clearly starting level, right?
Right. I think a healthy Justice is a starting level player. Kyle Anderson, if you want to call him a wing, I think he's better at the four, but you can play him at the three. I think if Melton's a real shooter, he is. I think Bane and Allen are the question marks, but, like, they've been good with both of them starting. So, like, how can you say they're not starting level players, right? Like, they've been good with both of them in the starting lineup. I think Bane, as a rookie, clearly has that level of ability. With Grayson, you know, he's already 25, but if he's a real above 40% 3-point shooter in high volume, which is what he's been this season, then, like, you could say that for him too.
Do you think he's, like, no fault of his? Like, he had been torrid, shooting at a torrid rate, and then I think he had two indifferent games, right, where he wasn't hitting shots, and then he gets the concussion. And so do you imagine, like, it's a tough deal now. Like, do you imagine he's played himself – he's concussed himself out of the rotation?
I mean, I think the evidence for a year and a half is that he has a little bit longer leash. That's what it feels like to me with the coaching staff. Melton to me has been better than Allen for a year and a half. You look up and Allen's starting and Melton's out of the rotation. So I don't assume that, like, they'll look up and say, well, these two guys are both younger and better and we have under contract for longer, so we'll play them. That has not been the history.
It was interesting you made that point, though. The spacing may have something to do with it. Like, I don't know.
I do think there's something. I think even though the numbers suggest that, like, at this point after last night's game, the numbers are basically a toss-up from a three-point shooting standpoint between Grayson Allen and Anthony Melton. But I don't think defenses perceive Melton as a knockdown spot-up shooter in the way that they may perceive that of Grayson Allen. I haven't committed that to study, but just from watching games, that is my sense.
The percentages are a toss-up. Is the volume also a toss-up at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I put that in the column yesterday, and now if you add Melton taking 10 last night, that bumps his number even more. And so, yeah, it's pretty close.
Damn.
I mean, Melton's volume is higher than Bane's.
Interesting. Anyways, I had a lot of fun last night. And once again, you saw, like, I don't know, Bradley Beal didn't have a great game, but some of that, like, he actually credited Dylan Brooks afterwards. He said, you know, Dylan Brooks, total pain in the ass. And so, like, they got
that should be on his basketball card. Like, that should be his position.
Yeah. Total pain in the ass. Right. Yeah. He didn't say that exactly. That was the essence of his deal. Okay. And then the other great news yesterday, last night, was Ja Morant. You called it his best game of the year. Yes?
I think so. I mean, he had those great games early on, but it was kind of like the team was falling apart and they were losing, so he just decided, I'm just going to go score. And that didn't feel as purposeful as last night, where he just played a great total game, especially on the offensive end. But, like, the defense wasn't noticeably a problem. But offensively, as a scorer and as a playmaker, he played a great total game. He controlled the game and led them to a big win on the road. And so, to me, that was his best game. And it was – I sort of tweeted this out without looking it up, so I'm glad I was right. That was his first 30-10 game ever.
His first 30-10 game, the Grizzlies, I don't even remember. Conley had one in November of 2018, which was the last time a Grizzly did a 30.
And I don't think it'll be his last, right?
What did you think of first quarter Killian Tilly?
I refrain from criticizing that. I guess I will now, sort of, but if you were just looking at, like, what are you doing to try to win the game, like, that was a very curious decision to me to play him with John Conchar and Gorgui Dieng on the bench. I think that was this guy has worked hard to rehab, and he's finally got himself ready to play, and we're going to reward him and give him a few minutes at the back of the rotation.
Right.
And so I'm not.
Well, like, you know what they do?
I'll let that go.
Yeah, they take the long view. That's what they do, you know? I mean, they take the long view. They develop players, and they, you know, and obviously they – still won
well,
the game.
Here's the main thing I wonder about with that. What are you going to do with Gorgui Dieng? Let's assume, like, obviously you're willing to trade him if the right deal is there, where you need his contract. So I think that's a given. But let's say that deal's not there and the trade deadline passes. Are you going to buy him out? I mean, you are in a playoff race. Like, what if Jonas Valanciunas like twists an ankle for 2 weeks and you need a center,
right? That's an interesting question. I kind of assumed they would do the good, decent thing and buy him out, but you're right.
Well, I think you might be right. But if you're not going to do that, wouldn't you, like, get him playing time here and there where you can, both to keep him,
and to show
him some
off.
Kind of rhythm and
right.
to keep him, like, mentally with the team? And so that's why I found it sort of curious that he didn't get in that game.
Yeah. Anything else strike you?
You know, it was a good win. I mean, they've had, you know, it's funny. These last four games, they had the biggest win in franchise history against Houston, but it was such a laugher. Like, it wasn't really as impressive to me as the other two wins. And the most impressive was beating the Clippers, even though that was at home. But that was a good win last night. I mean, the Wizards are not good, but they're not terrible either. They've been playing well lately. They've got one of the better players in the league, at least offensively, in Beal. They've been playing good basketball. You're in their building. And that was just a thorough, convincing win. And I think, you know, you can't say, like, you get no bad players in the four, because Tilly may be one. We don't know.
Right.
But I think as this team has gotten healthier, and you're still playing last night without Kyle Anderson, Jaren Jackson, and Grayson Allen, but you're so deep, you can play without those three guys. Keep Gordy Jink and John Conchar both on the bench, and you're running a 10-man rotation with nine good players. Like, I think, you know, I think the second half is going to be tough for them because of the schedule, but they are well positioned to try to navigate that schedule if they can stay healthy.
Yeah, I guess the wins, they all seem replicable. Not the Houston one, but like what they do, you're exactly right. They throw out a whole bunch of good players. They got a great bench, and there's. If they're healthy, there's no reason to think that they shouldn't, you know, be able to keep doing some facsimile of this. So, it was very impressive. One of the interesting things you wrote about yesterday was, now here we're going into the All-Star break, and they're going to be at least 500, which is pretty staggering given what the injuries that they've dealt with. And so it's been clearly a successful first half of the season. But it hasn't been, you pointed out, a particularly gripping first half of the season, that there have been fewer close games, wins or losses, than we would typically see. The numbers bear that out?
Well, I mean, since they've come back from COVID, which is more than a month ago now, I think it's like 17 or 18 games. I think it's 18 games after last night. In those 18 games, the closest game they played is 9 points. They have a 9-point win and a 9-point loss. And those are the two closest games they've played in a month, which is totally bizarre, I think. Now, sometimes I'm not of the school of, like, if your team wins, it's an exciting game.
Right.
No matter what. But I do think last night was a fun, good game.
No, it was a lot of fun. Yeah, there's no question. It was a lot of fun.
And I think the game against the Clippers at home was great. So, you can win big and it can be an exciting game. I don't think the Rockets game was strictly exciting, honestly. But those other two, I think the Wizards and Clippers were. But we had, like last season, and I may not do a repeat because there may not be enough stuff. But like last season, at the end of the season, I did like the 50 best moments of the season, right?
Right.
Like what were the moments? We're like almost at the halfway point. Like it's the Ja heroics at the end on MLK Day against Phoenix. Like
yeah.
That would be on the list. Like I don't know what else is on the list. Like what do we remember in terms of individual moments from this season? There's no equivalent of like the Ja game winner in Charlotte or the
how much of that, by the way, do you think?
Kyrie. Yeah.
Do you think? I don't know if the weird schedule has anything to do with that. Do you think the lack of fans has anything to do with that? Like,
I think. Okay, here's what I think about that. I think so. Thinking about this last night, I mentioned it a little bit in the column, but I didn't really get into it. I think the game has to come first. And so I think there's been a dearth of like gripping, interesting games. But I think the good games we have had are less memorable than they would be because of lack of fans. I think that home win over the Clippers would have been a much bigger deal if, in a certain moment, we remember Justice Winslow ripping the ball away from Kawhi Leonard, right? Like, he rips the ball away from Kawhi Leonard. He comes down. I think
right.
I may have the order reversed, but he catches the alley-oop from Kyle Anderson. I think we remember that more if Woof There It Is starts playing and 18,000 people are going nuts.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I think we've learned. It used to feel like when people say something about the fans and whatever else, it felt like they were just doing lip service to fans and whatever. I think we have learned over the past year how much of a difference fans make to the experience. And I just think everything would matter more. Like you're absolutely right. It's a communal celebration. And even if you aren't in the stadium for that, you feel like you are part of that fan base that is there celebrating. You feel, you know, you connect not just to the players, you connect to the fans in the building, I think, somehow.
Well, there was a moment in another game this week that I happened to be watching, and it was, I guess it was Brooklyn-San Antonio. So there was a weird ending to the game, and there's a missed layup, and the Spurs are coming down the floor, and DeJounte Murray loses the ball, and it starts rolling around, and the clock is ticking down, and he picks it back up, and he puts up a heave, and, like, he hits a buzzer beater to force overtime. And I remarked on Twitter that it reminded me of a similar play that Mario Chalmers did for the Grizzlies once, where he lost control of the ball and then picked it back up and hit a buzzer beater. And Chase, of someone maybe familiar people who do a lot of Grizzlies Twitter, replied back with the clip from that moment. And it was just shocking, like, now to just look at the fan reaction, right? Just the FedEx Forum losing its mind over that. And, like, it looks so odd now.
Well, and also, like, and then the players feed off of it. Like, would Mark have done the Conor McGregor thing by himself? I you know, if fans weren't there,
yeah.
Or have torn his jersey by himself? I don't think so. And, you know, Tony might have still done the first down stuff, but by himself. But I think it does. I think it makes it, it'll be glad. Of course, the Grizzlies are, and I don't know, I didn't follow the particulars. We're going to have Dennis O'Connor on tomorrow, to talk about ticket sales, but they're going to now be selling single game ticket sales. I don't think we're going full Texas or Mississippi here, thank God. But I do know they are going to start selling individual ticket sales. We'll talk to Dennis O'Connor about that more tomorrow. Last question. You talked to Jennifer Biggs on a podcast about nachos. I haven't listened to it. First of all, how do people listen to podcasts, like a food podcast at the Daily Memphian?
I mean, two ways. You could go to – this would be – I think we'd probably prefer this, but it's weird to me. You could go to the site and open the story page and listen to it on the Daily Memphian site, or you could subscribe to it and just show up on your phone.
Okay. So this was a podcast about – was it just about nachos?
No, it was general food stuff. We talked about the Table Talk Facebook page, which she has successfully lured me to Facebook, which I'm reluctant to do with that.
I saw that, yeah, with the curry that you made. What's your fundamental position on nachos?
Well, I am. We started a conversation. She said, you know, I'm not big on barbecue nachos, and you are. And I had to sort of, from the beginning, say, wait a minute, that's not really true. I am anti nuclear nacho cheese goop.
Right.
I like Poncho's cheese dip or melted cheese on chips with other tasty stuff, but I'm not interested in industrial nacho cheese goop.
And is that true even? So aren't all of the nachos in Memphis what you would classify, the like whether it's Central or Rendezvous or whatever, aren't they all industrial cheese goop? Which you would classify
maybe,
as that?
Well, no, not all of them. Like, if you go to, like, I think you get, like, the Mr. Bruce's nachos at Molly's or whatever,
I know the Rendezvous uses Poncho's cheese dip.
The Rendezvous uses
Poncho's? Correct.
Huh.
Not in their concession stands, they don't. That's not Poncho's cheese dip if you get barbecue nachos at FedEx Forum.
That may be true, but, like, I do know, like, they say it's Poncho's, and then when you get the kit, it comes with Poncho's.
Yeah, we talked about that. In the mail order kit, you get the Poncho's with it. And that was sort of the point. That's sort of what brought up the conversation. I made the best barbecue nachos I've had in Memphis. I made during snow week in my kitchen with stuff I happened to have around the house. And what I happened to have was Poncho's cheese dip, because of course I did. And I had Las Delicias chips, because of course I did. And I had a bag of smoked chicken my dad had made on his new smoker. And I had some homebrew barbecue sauce from a couple months earlier. And, like, I just put that together, just scrounge it around my refrigerator. And that was the best barbecue nachos I've had in Memphis.
I'll be clear. I love almost any barbecue nachos. I understand why you don't like industrial cheese goop, but I like it. I like barbecue sauce. I like pork, and I like chips. And I like them all mixed together in a gooey mess, and I love going to AutoZone Park or FedEx Forum and eating barbecue nachos.
So you go pork. I think chicken makes for better nachos.
Chicken, smaller pieces. I have a harder time picking it up. I like the big pieces of pork that you get. It's not just the taste. It's the meat. The torn up meat. I prefer it. I don't know that I like chopped pork, but I would like the pulled pork. I've never had dessert nachos, though. Those are big, too?
I don't, they're not big, but if you're talking about some sort of quasi-signature Memphis dishes, Chef Tam, I guess it's called Chef Tam's Underground Cafe now, used to be in Cooper Young, and now it's in the Edge District.
Right.
She has a signature dessert that's basically a peach cobbler nachos. It's sort of a deconstructed peach cobbler in nacho form, where the
good.
Bread is
have
like...
Have you had it?
It's like, I have, but it's been a couple years, yeah.
Huh.
It's a good idea.
All right. Chris, we will talk more tomorrow. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
You can read Chris's piece on the his prophecy. It's up at the Daily Memphian still. And, of course, you can listen to Chris and Jennifer Biggs talk about food on the podcast over at the Daily Memphian. Jennifer also has this Table Talk Facebook page, which is fantastic, and I recommend you join it. I have joined it, even though I can't cook worth a damn, unless you count macaroni and cheese. FanDuel is America's number one sports book and is the official partner of Radio.com and 92.9 FM ESPN. App is simple to use. Otherwise, I couldn't use it. They have all kinds of great odds on different betting markets, unique fun bet types like game parlay, exclusive always-on promotions such as enhanced odds boost, etc. Right now, though, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to a grand. No strings attached. First bet risk-free up to a grand. Go ahead. Pick your game. Pick what you're betting on. Up to a grand. Win, you get your money back within as little as 24 hours. If you happen to not hit, the money will be right back in your account as site credit. NBA, college basketball, tennis, golf, whatever. If you win, keep the cash. If you lose, you get to have the money to bet again. So go to FanDuel Sportsbook and download with promo code Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. All right, here's what we're going to do, Jeffrey. We will take your calls. Memphis Tigers won a massive game, not because of the opponent, but because of what it sets up against beat South Florida last night to set up this game against the Houston Cougars. Biggest Memphis basketball game, regular season, we'll say, since. What's the last one? Can you remember a game, like, even I can't remember a game of this type, I'll be honest. Like, there are games that are bigger, and if you want to argue that the Memphis-Tennessee game was bigger, I'll listen to it. Biggest Memphis basketball game since. That's the first question. And the second one, you can answer either one. Can they do it? Can they do it? Is there anything you've seen that gives you confidence that they can pull this off? The phone number is 535-3776, 535-3776. We'll talk about it when we return on the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Soon, you're going to be able to parlay your listening to 92.9 into straight cash. Keep listening to win the cash. It's the hourly parlay payday on 92.9 FM ESPN. Parlay your listening into straight cash. $1,000 an hour. Tune all your radios to 92.9 FM ESPN on radio.com.
Win big every Friday and Saturday in February and March in the $340,000 cash and promo cash giveaway. Gotta love that cash, people. Only at the Fitz. Luck lives here. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Listen, could Gregory change your life?
I went from size 44 pants back to the size 38 pants that I had worn when I was in college. Now the 38-inch pants fall off of me. I lost the weight. I felt better. I've lost 63 pounds and 6 inches of pant size. God bless you for having this product and having it at a reasonable price.
Outstanding. Gregory is 70 and lost belly fat and 6 inches off his waist in 5 months. Since 2004, Andro 400 has been helping men, like you, lose belly fat, gain energy, and improve their lifestyle. We guarantee it. Go to andro400.com for more true testimonials, before and after photos, and special discounts. Only available on andro400.com. andro400.com.
It's crunchy!
Creamy!
Sweet.
Salty. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Peanut Bars. Bursting with crunchy peanuts, dipped in creamy nut butter coating.
Delicious.
Nature Valley.
Wendy's new classic chicken sandwich is now in the 2 for $5, and that's reason to celebrate. Try the new classic and then take your mouth on a victory lap with the iconic Dave's single, the delicious spicy chicken sandwich, spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, or just get another classic chicken sandwich. Taste greatness today with Wendy's 2 for $5. We got you.
For a limited time, a la carte only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect opportunity for a significant business upgrade. Save up to 45% on Dell computers built for business and powered by Intel Core processors. Plus, enjoy special pricing on Dell docks, monitors, servers, and more. All with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today to find the right tech for your business with fast, free shipping. Call 877-ASK-DELL. Again, that's 877-ASK-DELL.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Phone number is 535-3776, although the phones are packed at the moment. Biggest Memphis game since. And talking about Houston, of course, this Sunday. And what do you think about the Tigers' ability to pull this one off? We go to Jody in East Memphis. Jody, you're on.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm going to say this is the biggest game since Calipari won the NIT championship. Yeah. I mean, that put Memphis on the map. I know it's not a—
You're being serious. You're being serious.
Yeah, I'm being serious. I mean, I know y'all looking for a regular season game.
Well, wait a second. You don't think that, like, if you're going postseason, you don't think, like, beating UCLA was bigger than winning the NIT championship?
They wouldn't have got to that without winning the NIT championship.
I appreciate your focus on the big picture, Jody. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. 535-3776. I did not expect that one, Jeffrey.
Well, in fairness, you did say regular season game.
Yeah, but even if you're dipping into the postseason, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have thought. Do you remember who they beat for the NIT championship? I have no idea. 535-3776. Every time someone hangs up, we will have a open line. We go to Mike in Cordova. Oops.
Jeff, I wanted to tell you that a University of Memphis institution is closed.
What?
Jack Pertles on Highland.
Jack Pertles on Highland has closed?
Has closed.
Forever?
I guess it says try one of our 6 other locations.
Oh, no.
I mean, I've been going there since I was 14 years old. So.
Is that the original?
I think the original was on Jackson, but it was pretty close.
I confess, I've only been to Jack Pertles twice. Mm. Once was that one to get and I got chicken. The other time, people were talking about the steak sandwich, and there's one out here near us.
Yeah, I love their steak sandwich. It's about 5,000 calories.
Thank you. What do you order? What's your typical order at Jack Pertles?
Well, now I used to get chicken, but now I just get the steak sandwich, fries, and a glass of tea.
And a glass of tea.
Yeah. One other thing I wanted to say, the guy that's on with Jason—
John.
To drive living will own $15,000 a year and maybe have a family.
Yeah. No, now, in fairness, John grew up a lot harder than I did. And so his family has lived on and a lot less. And so, I think the subject of tipping for takeout is one that I did not understand once upon a time. I sort of said, well, what do I mean? They're not bringing stuff to the table, so why am I tipping?
Well, I mean, you might get confused. You're paying them to deliver it. We think maybe that would go to the driver, you know.
Yeah. Anyway. All right.
Hey, I'd say the game we had with Houston 2 years ago when the tournament here.
When the tournament was here. All right,
yeah,
thanks
Jody's
very much.
Jody's an idiot.
I appreciate it. Thanks. 5353776 5353776
Mike swinging.
That was a conference tournament game. Right?
Yes, I believe
so. The conference tournament game. That was a huge game.
Yes.
Yeah, biggest regular season. You can answer this however you want. I'll leave it open. 5353776 Dennis and Eads, you're on.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. I've been a Tiger fan. Remember watching the 71 game against UCLA. But I would say the biggest game since Bad, I don't remember the exact game, but when we were in the Conference USA and had to win the tournament to make the big tournament.
Well, there was the in terms of there's been a lot of big postseason games. There's no question. When you were when the Tigers, it was Josh's second year. Josh's second year,
so.
I think, and it was in El Paso, and they had to win four games, I believe, to get to the tournament.
Right.
And then they had to come back against UTEP in the championship game, which they did in astounding fashion.
Right.
I mean, that was a massive, massive game. And there's no this game is not as big as that game because it doesn't.
I would also argue,
though,
I think it was Josh's second to last year. Don't kill me if I'm wrong. The year that they got to the conference title game against UConn, and then it was kind of a non-competitive game. But
that was a huge game.
Like, they had a chance to win.
Are we counting those as regular season? Yes, but they could have.
For the spirit of the exercise, when you were discussing it with me, I wasn't.
I mean,
but
listen,
I think that's the answer.
Tubby's last year, he got to the semifinals. That was a big game.
Well, that was really – remember, that was super weird because –
he started winning games.
Well, because all the Penny hype was at a fever
was
pitch.
Percolating.
And then it's like, what are they going to do if they win the tournament?
And I think they were up at the half or they were up early, and then they faded. All right, thanks very much, Dennis. Appreciate it.
Hey, yep. on the question, is there a way for them to beat Houston?
Can they do it?
Absolutely. I believe any team can beat any other team on any given night. They're playing their best ball right now. Many years ago with Josh, I wonder if Christian Brothers thought they were going to beat us in preseason.
Oh, no, you make a fine point. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Here's the question, though. Is there a reason to believe it other than, hey, it's a basketball game, anyone can win?
Yes.
We'll get to that in a moment. Blake in Olive Branch. The phone number is 5353776, 5353776. Maybe, you know, maybe you don't think it's that big a game. If they lose it, will it feel like that big a game? If they lose by 12?
I mean, it'll feel like, okay, now you know what you have to do.
Now
it's like you can only you can't
You'll
lose
be in that
again.
Position again. Blake in Olive Branch. Blake, you're on.
Yeah, so I would say biggest game, I mean, we would have to go back to 2019 because 2020, no games really mattered in 2020 due to the tournament being canceled.
Well, that's interesting.
So regular season, I would have to say Cincinnati and Memphis when Cincinnati was number 22. And we played at Cincinnati and we lost by 2 points, 71-69.
And they had a lead in that one too, didn't they? They had a lead in that one. I don't know what that would have done for Memphis had they won that. Would that have done for them what this win would do for Memphis? It was much earlier in the year, obviously.
And then also you had, you know, Houston, of course, in the tournament where we lost that game when we were a 5 seed and they were a 1 seed. So those would be the last two games come to mind that were big.
Thanks, appreciate it. Yeah, I agree with both of those. I think the answer in terms of implications for the trajectory of the season is that Cincinnati game from 2 years ago.
I mean, I would also. I know last year, as he mentioned, like last year, it just gets kind of ripped up because there was no tournament, whatnot. The end of the season game at Houston, like they were still probably on the outside looking in, but had they won that game, they were going to be.
Right. Some of these games become bigger if you win it.
Oh, for sure.
Right? If you win that game.
And it's easier to forget it.
And it's much easier to forget it if you lose it. This one's weird because it's. And then it has all the backdrop of the site being changed, et cetera.
For sure.
We talked to Brandon on the road. Brandon, you're on.
What's up, Jeff? I'm belly dancing today. The Grizz got to win. Tigers got to win. We're doing well.
How is your belly dance?
I'm actually losing weight, so it's doing a lot better, actually. Yes.
During the pandemic, you've lost weight?
I have, actually, because I've been working.
Oh, I see. So what's the key?
Yes.
Eating
yes.
less and exercising more, I'm told.
No, just stressing out over the Tigers to see if they're going to turn the ball over 20 times.
That'll do it. Yeah, what do you, how you
biggest
feeling?
Game, yeah. Biggest game since, I would say, last year at Houston. You win that game, then you're in the conversation to make the tournament. But we all know how last year went. But 2 years ago at Cincinnati is also a huge game. So, yep, that's my take, guys.
Appreciate it. Thanks
Let's
very much.
Let's go win this thing.
Yeah, it was a those games, I think that he's exactly right. You tend to forget them. If they would have been huge if you had won them, right? But you
yes.
didn't. And so you sort of said that game at Houston last year, the game at Cincinnati – that was a devastating game 2 years ago at Cincinnati because they should have won that game
yeah.
And did not. Okay, I asked you, is there a reason to think they can win this game other than it's a basketball game? Anyone can win
yeah,
this game.
Yeah,
Christian Brothers beat Memphis.
Any given Sunday, any given night.
That's fine. I get that. First of all, the any given stuff tends to happen most often like when Houston is playing at East Carolina, right? And
sure.
Houston doesn't give a flip because East Carolina has no chance. And then you look
right,
up.
They
and,
get caught off
holy
guard.
Holy crap, right. There's no one is going to be getting caught off guard in this game. And so you are going to get a locked-in Houston team that knows full well that Memphis feels robbed and that Penny has been saying things about them. That they whined, cried. The word was cried. On the pregame show, he said that Kelvin Sampson cried so much that they got the game moved. So everyone's going to be locked in here. Penny said he's been thinking about Houston for forever. So you tell me, what is the basketball reason to think that Memphis can beat Houston?
So I would basically start with this. So Grimes is still going to be the guy that you got to stop. And Grimes is 6'5", and you have multiple guys that you can guard him with length and you can frustrate him. And he obviously didn't play in the first game last year, but in the second game last year, like Memphis had success on him for essentially 25 minutes. And then in the end, he was spectacular down the stretch. Like I wouldn't take that away from him, but I thought they made it difficult on him. And then I would turn my attention to inside. I think you've got an advantage with Williams, and I think you're going to very much hurt them with length. They don't have a guy on the inside bigger than 6'8". So you're going to have an advantage there. And then really what it really boils down to, Houston's not the type of team that's going to put up 80 points and then get you out in front to where your turnovers leave you helpless. They are the type of team that they play efficient, and they're going to make you beat them, and they're going to capitalize on your mistakes. But
that's the part that worries me, the capitalizing on the mistakes thing.
Right, but they still are never going to get out far enough, in my opinion. They're not going to get out far enough in front to where you are more than three big shots away from getting right back in the game. And further, you're not going to the Fertitta Center in front of 11,000 or whatever, now 9,000
right.
people.
That was a tough place to win.
Like, it's a tough environment. This is...
How many are they allowing? Do you know?
It's 20. I believe it's still 20%, 25%
even
indoors.
Even though Texas taking the wrap off.
Correct. I think indoors, there was an indoor element there.
Okay. Daniel Lerner wrote a piece today. It's up, but I've tweeted it out over at the Daily Memphian if you want to read it. Here are the trends that it must continue to capitalize on to beat Houston. One. Defense. So Memphis moves up to, they're now number one in the country in adjusted defensive efficiency, which is freaking unbelievable. The best defensive team in the country per KenPom, holding opponents to 38% shooting and 62.1 points per game this season and just 60.2 points in the past six wins. And the truth of the matter is the breaks hurt them in many ways, hurt them in terms of schedule, hurt them in, you know, maybe shooting. But Penny says help them defensively. They installed a whole lot more defenses. He last night was openly open about how much mixing it up has helped. And now the entire defense has been installed. Secondly, they have someone hitting shots.
Yeah.
Boogie has been tremendous. He has hit almost 52% of his three-pointers since over the last three games. Averaged 16 points, 5.3 rebounds, and he's been tremendous. You also have other guys, if Boogie doesn't light it up, Landers Nolly can.
Yes, they absolutely have scoring can. Options on the perimeter.
They have scoring options on the perimeter, and DeAndre Williams has been good. Three, rebounding. Now, you mentioned not a lot of length necessarily on Houston, but they are second in the country on offensive rebounding percentage. They will crush you on the boards, 39.6%, and eighth in defensive steal percentage. That's a scary one. Tigers turn the ball over like no one's business, and they're going up against a team that is eighth in the country in steal percentage. Having said that, Tigers have been killing it on the boards lately.
Yes.
They have been, over their last four games, all this again, according to Danielle Lerner in the Daily Memphian, they have out-rebounded their opponents by 16.25 in the past four games. They are first in the AAC in defensive rebounds and defensive rebounding percentage, and second in offensive rebounding percentage behind, yes, the Cougars. So there you go. Those are actual real basketball reasons to believe that Memphis can do this. And as we've seen, they've beaten them just last year with a team that doesn't feel as together as this team, which is fairly astounding to me. The idea that they went from this selfish, everybody wants their shine, we got to stop worrying about, stats, whatever, to a team that really looks all for one, one for all, it's pretty remarkable. And it is a credit to both the players, the staff, and to Penny Hardaway. We got to take a break. When we come back, the one story you've been waiting for, it's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Jeff Calkins. You've been hearing me talk about the virtues and benefits of Triumph Bank. Now let's hear from their customers.
I've known that I wanted to be a doctor since the age of 7. My grandfather asked me what I wanted to be, and I said a doctor. He was like, "You're kidding." Becoming a doctor is a major accomplishment, but to have your own practice is even bigger than that. For me to be my own boss and run it the way I want to, it was just amazing. It's been a very personal, step-by-step relationship with Triumph. There's definitely a difference when you're working with someone who understands what your goal is. I feel like Triumph had a lot of confidence in me. I want my patients to feel as if there is no other doctor on this planet that they should go to. And I want to be able to be there for them and help them to understand what's going on with their bodies. That's what doctors do. We're here to take care of patients. So when they think of Muse Primary Care, they should think that this is home. Tasha Meeks, and this is my Triumph.
Triumph Bank, your story, your growth, your triumph.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who experience occasional bloating, gas, or abdominal discomfort? Join the Align Healthy Gut Team Up and see how healthy your gut can feel. Align contains a quality probiotic strain developed by gastroenterologists. It adds more good bacteria to your gut to naturally help soothe your occasional digestive upsets with continued daily usage. This is the time to join the Align Healthy Gut Team Up from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Sign up at AlignProbiotics.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
There's a lot of famous Joes out there. Heck, there's even a lot of average Joes out there. But in the auto collision repair business, there's no one more famous than Joe Stewart Body Shop. Family owned since 1969 with an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, Joe Stewart specializes in the luxury lines like Mercedes, BMW, Jaguar, Land Rover, Acura, Honda, but they can make any vehicle shine like new again. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Auto Body Collision Repair 7 years running by the Commercial Appeal. Call 901-323-2296 in Memphis or 901-850-0022 in Collier. Or visit online at joestewartbodyshop.com.
Miami Heat star Duncan Robinson knows a thing or two about being overlooked. From beginning his college career at a D3 liberal arts school to starting in last year's NBA Finals. Now, on his new podcast, The Long Shot, Robinson celebrates the most unlikely and unexpected success stories in sports and beyond. Join Duncan and his co-host Davis Reed on The Long Shot podcast, and they sit down with those who have proven naysayers wrong and overcame the odds. The Long Shot with Duncan Robinson and Davis Reed is available now for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your shows.
Mom, I'm hungry.
Popcorn?
We should live stream this.
Already am. With this new plan from Walmart Family Mobile, I get 40 gigabytes of high-speed data for under $40 a month. It's a limited-time deal.
Ooh, watch out, loose ball.
Whoa.
That's double the data with no contract or surprise fees. Yay, buzzer beater. All powered by T-Mobile's nationwide network. Makes me feel like I'm a step ahead.
Available at Walmart. Double data ends July 31st, 2021. Hotspot does not double. See terms at myfamilymobile.com. Walmart Family Mobile.
Mr. Clean.
Most people know that Mr. Clean Magic Eraser removes crayon and scuff marks from walls. But did you know it even cleans tough kitchen and bathroom messes that are sometimes tough to tackle? Just wet, squeeze, and erase gray soap scum on your bathtub. Erase cloudy hard water spots in your shower. Erase burnt-on stovetop messes. So for all your tough kitchen and bathroom messes, try Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Yes, sir, we are coming to you from the Triumph Bank Studios, and what a delight that is, because every time someone goes to Triumph Bank, an angel gets its... No, I feel good about myself. I feel good because I know I've done some small part in making your life better, including our own boss here, Dan Barron, who had to do a refi on his house, or chose to do a refi on his house. Now, he's done refis on his house before. That's not like a new experience for him, but this was a new experience for him because he didn't know it could be like this. Told me about it afterwards. Others have done the same. Small businesses that have gotten in touch with Triumph. Sick of their own bank, getting treated just like a number. They say, let me try this thing out here. Jeff says it's different. Folks who've transferred, the folks who've opened checking accounts for their kids, whatever. Bank accounts, bank cards for their kids. You know, in the end, you send them off to your kid to college. They need their own bank account. All of that. And every time, invariably I hear that it is a how impressed people are with the level of attentiveness and service. Triumph Bank is investing in the community and making banking easy for you. Jeffrey, let's get to the one story you've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. At long last, it's Jeff's one story you've been waiting for. Presented by Homer Skelton Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Check out HomerSkeltonCDJ.com. A bunch of normal guys in the car business changing lives four tires at a time.
It was a... big day and a big night generally in college basketball, including for former Memphis coach Josh Pastner as Georgia Tech knocked off Duke. I do find, I said many a time, that I don't decide who I'm rooting for. I discover who I'm rooting for. And I will tell you that since my son goes to Duke and my money goes to Duke, I didn't know this because I've always been rooted against Duke my whole life, even though I was married to a Duke. Could explain some things.
Yeah,
there.
I'm just saying.
But
that's for Ford. So.
Because I obviously wasn't as interested in her happiness as I should have been, right? I think that's probably right. You got something there. Anyway, and it's weird. Like my son, I'm now rooting for Duke.
I think it helps when you cut a check.
I don't actually think that has the check itself has much to do with it. It's that you know your son is like, you know, cares, and so why wouldn't. Then why didn't I root for him when I was with Julie?
Yeah.
This is turning into a bit of a session on the couch.
Listen, I wasn't
here.
Trying to do this.
This
either.
Is sitting on a couch on the couch. Anyway, that's not my point. My point is,
you want me to get a pen and paper out?
My point is, I texted Josh Pastor this morning and I said, congratulations. A lot of people back here are happy for you.
That
you think
feels,
that's true?
That well, I do think that's somewhat true.
What,
I also
it
say
feels
that,
what?
That feels like a cop assault.
Like a what?
A complisult.
What's that?
An insult wrapped in a compliment.
Why?
Because it's...
So it's like, I'm not happy
exactly.
For you?
Exactly.
No, that wasn't at all what I'm implying. I'm implying that people here, not just me, but I think it is interesting, and it's partly because... Listen, he didn't get fired.
Correct.
But he got booted, effectively. He got run out of town. Whatever you want to say. He got forced out.
He found the landing spot. The Sharks
they
were swimming.
They paid him to go away.
Yes.
So, and that makes all the difference in the world. If you pay him to go away, like, why is it? I don't think people are happy for, if John Calipari were to win the SEC tournament here and get the automatic bid, I don't think people would be happy for John Calipari. Some would be, obviously. Don DeWeese would be. But
in general, yes.
That wouldn't be the general sentiment.
Yes.
But I think the general sentiment around Josh is good for him. And I also don't think anyone thinks, oh, hell, look what we did. We let him go. It could have, you know, could have worked out here, whatever. Because I think there's a very clear feeling, at least certainly my feeling, but I think it's shared by many, that Josh had to go through that in order to become a coach who can now have his team in a position to be a tournament team at Georgia Tech. Like, he had to learn some things, and he had to learn them the hard way.
I think also Josh is in that category that as you've had time to get away from it, and you start to realize as more and more NCAA droughts, like, you're like, okay, maybe he won.
Maybe it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
No, but even then, the other bottom line is people know that Josh is a nice guy.
Yes.
People know that Josh is a nice guy.
Yes.
Josh would do things for you that had nothing to
Josh
do with...
Josh at his core is a good man.
He is at his core.
I don't know.
I'm not going to say the other one. The other one's a complicated man. Josh is a good dude. And so even though I was rooting for Duke, I just discovered myself rooting for Duke.
Yeah.
I am very legitimately very happy.
Well, there's also a new added element of... Is Josh gonna dance in the locker room afterwards? Like, I find myself kind of hitting refresh after a big win, just being like, is he gonna do it? Come on.
Afterwards.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like wish he were the coach back here. You know, it's not like that at all. Like, I wish him well, but it doesn't make his success doesn't make me feel bad about Memphis. Whereas like Patrick Mahomes' success
makes
me
feel
bad about the Buffalo Bills. Yeah. There's no question about that because they could have drafted him. So very different deal. Also, in other news, the sheriff's department out there in California has issued a warrant or is seeking a warrant to get the black box. I didn't even know cars had a black box.
I did not either. That was what I learned.
Tiger's car.
Yeah, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department has executed a search warrant to get data from the so-called, quote, black box, end quote, from the SUV that Tiger Woods was driving when it crashed last week. To get a warrant, probable cause that a crime was involved has to be determined, even if it is just a misdemeanor. A sheriff's deputy downplayed the warrant as routine to USA Today Sports.
The quote-unquote crime is speeding, and that's not that would be the quote-unquote crime, and
yes.
There's no question that there was probable cause to believe he was speeding.
Correct.
So it doesn't mean there's anything more ominous or
this felt more like a actual routine check than...
But anyway, that is happening too. What'd you think, by the way, about everyone wearing red, all that happening over the weekend? We never talked about that.
What I thought was cool was the fact that Tiger acknowledged it, that it meant something to him.
Right.
I do know, like, there's been some people, it's like, he's not dead in one side. It's like, okay, yes, I agree with that. But at the same time, name another
sport. You don't have to be dead to deserve people's support.
Well, and on top of that, name another.
It's just ridiculous. He's not dead, so I shouldn't care?
About 75% of that tour is playing because of him. They changed.
Yeah.
Like, and the fact that he was able to, like, that meant something to him, like, I think that was cool. That's where I fell on the, like,
what is coming up next here on 92.9 FM ESPN?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. They're going to be joined, of course, by Mark Giannotto at 11:25 as he joins them each and every Wednesday. Tony Madlock will join them, as will Mark Adams. Rob Eason, former UAB head coach, longtime ACC assistant, going to join us at 3 o'clock on the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. Jeff will join GP at 5 o'clock.
That's a big day. Look forward to it. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Our work here is done.
This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis.
92.9 ESPN from Radio.com.
Memphis and the Mid-South's flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is an 8-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So yeah, the barbecue is great, but did you realize Memphis Barbecue Company is way more than just barbecue? They have a full menu for for everybody to enjoy. Fried catfish, grilled salmon or chicken, and the best smoked wings around. You can see the menu online and even make a pickup order at memphisbbqco.com. That's memphisbbqco.com.
Memphis is home of the blues, barbecue, and Blue Note Juke Joint. It's bold like the blues and smoother than smooth. Enjoy it neat, on the rocks, or in a cocktail. Ask for it at your favorite liquor store, bar, or restaurant. Blue Note Bourbon Juke Joint.
Hey, it's Shaq with Homer Skelton, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Millington. Truck month going on. Bucks, we're going to take care of you and your family. Be sure you get the best incentives available. 0% financing on new Ram trucks. Visit us at HomerSkeltonCDJ.com. See why we're a bunch of normal guys in the car business, changing lives four tires at a time.
Listen, could Robert change your life?
At the age of 55, I started putting on weight, and I got to the weight of about 210 pounds. Always hungry. The heavier I got, the less energy I had. And about 6 months ago, I started taking the Andro 400, and I started realizing I had more energy. I felt better, and my mind was clearer, and I started losing weight. I went from my max weight was 215, and now I'm down to 176. My waist size has dropped from a 38 to a 32, and I've lost these big love handles I had on my side, and I just look a lot slimmer.
Since 2004, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and to look and feel their best. Go to Andro.